This is going to be a big week in North Texas for many reasons, not the least of which is the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Hall of Fame. It's going to induct new honorees, new laureates, but also, of course, the Byron Nelson is kicking off. And all that brings us back to one human being, David Craig. You know him as the founder and CEO of Craig International. You probably also know him as the chairman of the TPC Craig Ranch, and hosts the host committee for the Byron Nelson, but also is a laureate for the Hall of Fame. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, David. It's good to be talking to you this morning.
So everything comes together all at once, it seems like.
Yeah.
So everybody knows Craig Ranch and this, you know, this enormous master plan community in McKinney. You've got the other one in Lake Texoma. But you've been doing this 24 years. You've come through some terrible periods. I mean, by all rights, you should have died in 08 and 09.
That's true. You know, they always say location, location, location in the real estate industry, and then they say timing, but I would say the number one is who you partner with. So I was blessed and fortunate to be partners with a guy named Cecil Van Tile, which is the largest owner of independent car dealerships in the U.S. at the time. So when things got hard, especially in 2008, he stood by me and continued to fund, and or we wouldn't be here today. So very grateful to him for that.
The ad valorem value on Craig Ranch is over $5 billion. You're talking about 1,100 acres and homes and commercial properties and, you know, a corporate center. Are you built out yet?
Well, we're actually 2,200 acres, and we have only about 30 acres left in our corporate center. So we're essentially sold out, but we continue to develop for others as well. You know, about 1.5 million square foot of office. We'll add another 1.2, probably 800,000 of retail, if not over 1 million, and about 25,000 people. And we're approaching actually $6 billion in ad valorem value.
Wow. Well, my numbers need to be updated. You just keep growing. You know, it's got to be gratifying to sit there knowing that somebody in Sydney, Australia is watching the Byron Nelson and hearing about it being played at Craig Ranch.
Yeah, that's a dream come true. You know, I told everyone when we opened the golf course, TPC Craig Ranch, that we would host the Byron Nelson. And of course, it got back to the salesmanship club that runs the tournament. And they said, who the hell is David Craig? And why is he saying that? But we became friends. We hosted the Nationwide Tour Championship, got to know all the guys. And then, you know, we had an opportunity and put the whole team together between the PGA Tour invited that owns the club of course, the salesmanship club. And we did this meeting in a rainy day 2 weeks before COVID. And about 2 weeks later, we actually had a deal. And if you talk to the salesmanship club, they'd tell you that they were just going to the meeting to see how it would go. But by the time we walked out, everyone knew that, we were going to have the tournament, host the tournament, and including in that was the city of McKinney, who has played a tremendous role in allowing this to happen.
Well, it's clear that you're the salesman in this, especially if you could handshake that deal that quickly. So the economic impact of Craig Ranch, I mean, I would guess it would be hard to quantify. What about the economic impact of bringing a major golf tournament like that to the area once a year?
Yeah, right now it's about $55 million. It's grown. It was probably the first year somewhere around $40 million. But right now the economic impact of the tournament last year was around $55
million. You know, this whole area just keeps sliding north, you know, for development. And you did too. You jumped them. You're up at Texoma and Denison. Talk about what's going on up there.
Well, Preston Harbor is our project. It's just something very, very special. We have, it's 3,100 acres. We have 9.5 miles of shorefront.
Wow.
And the owner previously had negotiated with the Corps of Engineers, but had to go to Congress and actually the Texas legislation to get it approved for the sale of about 690 acres of core land that we now own. So we go to the water's edge, which is, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
So very special. We have 27 internal lakes. You know, of course, Texoma is about 90,000 acres, but just magnificent, and we're well underway. We have our first sale of about 780 acres at the end of June, and we'll start construction within 60 days later on our major arterials, and that major arterial that we'll start will terminate at the future Margaritaville Resort. So we have a Margaritaville Resort. We've got 900 slip marina. We have estate lots. We have the more affordable lots. As you know, there's no such thing in North Texas as affordable.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that 350, 450 range and up to probably 15, 20 million.
Wow. So are you going to draw from North Texas primarily or from a broader area?
Primarily because, you know, most migrate to Cedar Creek or have over the years and haven't migrated to Lake Texoma because there really was nothing available. In order for us to accomplish this, we had to enter into a development agreement with the city of Denison where they would fund $83 million of offsites for sewer and water.
Right.
And they've honored that commitment, and they're about 75% done with those offsites. Right in time for us, so we're thrilled.
Yeah, we had the chief financial officer of Texas Instruments on the other day talking about their development in that area and the number of people that they're bringing to that area, and of course all the vendors and everybody else that wants to be associated with them. So that really is a boom area.
Oh, it is. It's just like Craig Ranch, though. You know, when I started in 2000, it was a 2-lane asphalt road out front called State Highway 121 that's now called the Sam Rayburn Toll Road. And, you know, everybody thought, and including the PGA Tour that I partnered with, that I was on heavy hallucinogenic drugs when they came out and said, there's nothing out here. This is like Oklahoma. And I said, no, but one day it'll be developed all the way to Oklahoma or to the Red River.
Now, you're exactly right. It's that sort of vision that is taking you into the Hall of Fame for the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Hall of Fame. And also, you got to get out there and start directing some traffic. That place is going to be overrun pretty soon. The logistics around Craig Ranch, I would think, are going to be challenged for the next few days.
Oh, they definitely. There's no doubt about that. And I would suggest for those that don't already have reserved parking that they might want to consider Ubering in.
Good advice. Look, yeah. David Craig, again, congratulations. Certainly well-deserved. And we wish you all the best. Well, I want to check back with you and learn more about what's going on at Texoma.
Well, David, I appreciate it and the opportunity. But I would like to say that I'm honored to be receiving this award by my peers in the real estate industry. It's humbling. Don't know whether it's deserved, but I'm certainly going to accept it.
I know it's deserved. That's David Craig, our guest today. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.